I received a communique this week from one of our Money Talk regulars. Rather than identify her, we will refer to her as Ms. M. from the San Francisco, California area. And she writes that she decided to give herself a birthday present and become more in touch with Money Talk and the advice connected to Money Talk looking forward. A really wonderful message from Ms. M. that I'd like to share parts of it with you. She points out that she started listening to Money Talk in the Bay Area way, way back in 1986. That's when we started our broadcast, Super Bowl Sunday of 86. And that goes back a ways. That's back in the day, as they say. And so she mentions that prior to that, back in the 1960s, she was on faculty at Columbia University's nursing program in New York, and she had to participate in the TIAA CREF investment program. She writes that she knew nothing about stocks and bonds at the time, but a friend advised her to invest 50-50 in terms of stocks and bonds as a long-term program, and that she was teaching at various schools during those years and carrying those investments forward. But at that point, she was not adding to the monies. And back then, the money was worth about $70,000. And then moving forward to 1986, when our broadcast debuted and Ms. M. was listening in the Bay Area, she came upon our broadcast and she came upon our concepts of becoming your own personal investment manager and reaching the land of critical mass. And so she writes that she kept listening, and once she understood what stocks and bonds are all about and how to think about things investment-wise, she followed the advice. She subscribed to the Market Timer investment letter in order to make investment decisions. By the time it got to be 1994, she opened a Vanguard account when she learned that a $30,000 hospital retirement fund would be just sitting there. So she invested the money, it grew, and she used that money to help send her son to college. And by the time she had retired, she had reached the land of critical mass, including her pension money and her Social Security money and the money from her investment portfolio. She has more annual income than she did when she was working full-time. And yes, she did pay her own way through school. What a story. She thanks me. I have to thank her for sharing her story and for doing such a fantastic job of investing over the years, because this is how it is done. This is exactly the template for how it is done. So congratulations, Ms. M., I'm sure you're listening, on a job very, very well done indeed. Well, one of the big stories this week happened on Friday, and I'm sure many of you heard about it. It was the annual rebalancing of the Russell indexes, particularly the Russell 1000 and the Russell 2000 indexes, undergoing their annual reconstitution on Friday of this week. It's usually one of the busiest trading days of the year. Friday was no exception. Volume was up 40% from its daily average on Friday. And of course, the index managers on a day like this are trying to rebalance, realign their index holdings with the index itself. Because there are gradual changes over time, just as you rebalance your portfolio in many cases from time to time, they rebalance the indexes. And this rebalancing frenzy contributed to 7.2 billion shares of average volume swelling to over 10 billion shares on Friday. That's a 40% hike in one day over the average. And by the way, it's true that a lot of the daily volume you see day to day is machine transactions. Those with the algorithms trading in the market like never before. There is a tremendous machine-driven component to the market today. In fact, when we had that flash crash a few years ago, there's not much doubt that the machines contributed to the exceptional volatility in a very short 10-minute time frame in that particular flash crash. So what happens here is the index funds, the exchange-traded mutual funds, they buy additions, they sell the deletions to mimic the changes that actually occur in the index holdings. And that is what is known as Russell Index Reconstitution. And that's the reason you saw such an explosion of volume in trading on Friday. By the way, a lot of this volume takes place in the final minute of trading. Now, there's various trading going on during the entire day involving indexing, but if you notice, if you watch closely, you see that in the final minute of trading, there is a tsunami of index-related trading that goes on, and that's the reason you see the volume figures cascade upward at the close. It's rather amazing to see a 10 billion share day on the one hand. On the other hand, when you consider the index rebalancing, when you consider how much money is in the indexes, trillions and trillions of dollars in the indexes, and when you consider the effect that machine trading has had on volume, well, then it is understandable how this can happen. By the way, the Russell Global Stock Indexes have about $16 trillion in assets in their benchmark indexes. And about $9 trillion of that is invested in the Russell Indexes in the USA. That includes the Russell 1000 and the Russell 2000. All of that part of the reconstitution of the indexes on Friday, and the explosion in volume.